I am master of my inner universe. I am master of my inner universe. Now, you might say, is there an inner universe and an outer universe? Well, the outer universe is the one we see with our eyes, the one we see with our emotions and our feelings. And our inner universe is where we experience bliss, where we experience bliss, where we experience peace and love and joy. Our inner universe is where we are at one with ourselves. Now, I am master of my inner universe. So often, experiences come into our world, and these experiences say to us, that's not nice. I'm not my brother's keeper. That's not nice. I don't have to do that. I don't have to do that. And when we say, that's not nice, and I don't have to do that, we have to do that. We have to do that. When we say, we don't have to do that, our mind is on that. I don't have to be happy with my world. I don't have to be happy to other people who are not pleasant to me. I do not have to do. Whenever we say we don't have to do something, we are saying to ourselves, I have to do that. That touches me. I am touched by that. I am aware of it. I am possessed by that. That's what I am. And really, is that what we want? Is that what we want? Have you ever had a dream, and you were aware of the dream, and the dream was a not nice dream, a naughty dream? A dream where somebody was being hurt, or where something was going on that was not pleasant at all. And did you stop and say, stop! I am the master of my inner world, my inner universe. I am the master of me. And when I have a dream that is not something I am pleased about, I instantly stop and say, hey, back up! Do this right. Do this right. Ha, 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 ha. Big joke. Big joke. How often do you do that? How often do you have a negative dream that shakes you up and you just go on to the next dream? You don't stop and say, oh, just a minute now. I'm the master of my dreams. I'm the master of my inner universe. Whatever goes on inside of me, I have put there and I have allowed to be there and I have allowed it to have control over me. Now, is this what I want to do? And the answer is yes. This is what I want to do. I want to be disturbed by these dreams. I want to be disturbed by this universe. I want to be disturbed by the negative things that are going on inside of my thought system. I do. I really do. No, you say, well, haven't you learned anything that you're in charge of your inner thoughts? Yeah. All right. You look at a fight, and two people are arguing and fighting with each other. Do you instantly say, I see you peaceful. I see you full of love, full of joy. I see you at peace? Or do you just say, I wish they'd stop that. That's not very nice. They're doing terrible things. I don't like it. What do you say? What do you say? When you watch a movie, do you see the negative things in the movie? Or do you see the positive things in the movie? Life is the same way. Do you see the negative things in life? Or do you see the positive things in life? If you see the positive things in life, that's what your life is all about. If you see the negative things in life, that's what your life is all about. Now, you and I are both living in the same world. And that negative thing happened in your world and in my world. I didn't pay any attention to it. I didn't give it any attention. I looked at the positive aspects of it. You looked at the negative. And you were worried about things. Oh, dear, 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 dear. And then that's your life. That's who you are. Now, do you want to do that? I love this little story that I love to tell, and I tell it so often because I love to tell it. Now, It's about the mother who raises her child and says, "You are a good boy. You are a sweet boy. You are a loving boy. You are a careful boy. You are," and she just praises that child to pieces. And the child says, "I know, Mommy. I know." And he is. Because that's all he knows about himself. That's all he sees recognized in him by his mother. And then his mother says, "Now, I don't want you to play with that child next door. He's not a very nice child. I don't want you to play with that child next door. He's not a very nice child. But, Mommy, he's a good child when he's with me." He doesn't say, "I'm a role model for him." He doesn't feel so broadly about himself. He just said, "He's a good boy when he's with me. He doesn't do bad things when he's with me. How can he do bad things when he's with me and I am a good boy? How can I be touched by what he does in my presence? If my presence is good, then he will only be good in my presence." Now, if I could tell that illustration again and again and again for a million times, still a lot of people won't hear it. They'll say, "You're known by the company you keep." Well, don't forget, the company you keep is known by the company they keep. And so if you are a good person and they keep your company, then they're a good person. They had a thing about a general who was put up to be president of the United States. And they really didn't want to have him be president because he'd never voted. And they never knew what side of the picture he was on. They never knew what his politics were. And so they didn't want to, and they put him in for whatever reason. And the country expected him to be a noble president because he's president. He was a person that they elected and they put in. And sure enough, he did a very wonderful job. He did a wonderful job. He did a good job. He did things that they didn't expect him to do. He did things that other people that the expected things to do never did. He was an honorable man. Now, who are you? Are people known by being associated with you that they're being associated with a lovely person? Or are people known as being associated by you as very finicky and very picky and always looking for faults in other people and always looking for unhappiness? What do they look like? We have lots of people who want to come and visit us here at the White House, at the monastery. And they want to come in the monastery and they want to enjoy us. And they're just guests. What's the first thing they do when they're guests in the monastery and they come in with love in their hearts and with joy in their hearts? They get up and want to help you set the table. They want to help you clear the table. They want to do the dishes. They want to dust the furniture. They want to be part of it. Every time they come, they want to do that, even though they don't come very often. Some do come very often, but the thing is, every time they come, they want to do that because, what do we say? Everyone on campus loves to do campus chores, a true privilege. Yes, that's what it is. And if anybody comes on campus, and they might even be our doctoral students who finish the courses and who've done all these things, and if they feel that we should wait on them, we say to them, "No, you wait on yourself. You be treated just like one of the members of the family here, because that's what this is. We do not have any person come into our family who is not harmonious, loving, joyful, peaceful, all the time, speaking good about other people, speaking happy thoughts about other people, finding good about, not about themselves, not speaking good about themselves, because that sort of attitude is not necessary. But they are speaking good about others and about the world. And this is what happens when people come to the monastery and the mother says to them, "But that person is not a nice person that you're associating with." "Well, they're a nice person when they're with me." Think of that. How wonderful, how powerful, how joyful, how fantastic that is. And so to us, whenever people come to the campus and they immediately want to join in and help, we don't turn them down. They're a pain in the neck because they're getting in our way of doing things because we have certain ways of doing things. But we cannot take away their privilege of wanting to be helpful, of wanting to be part of the family. And the only way they can be part of the family is by doing what the family does. And when people go in the bathroom, I tell them, open the door when you come out and leave it open, because we want to know the bathroom is free. And some people don't do that. We had a master of a seminar here for 3 months, and they liked to close the bathroom door, and they closed it when they came out because that was a habit they had at home. That's what they're supposed to do, keep the smell in the bathroom. Well, I told them no. I said, now the next time I find this bathroom door closed with nobody inside, I'm going to take the door off. And I did that with each bathroom door. And pretty soon, it didn't matter to people. It didn't matter to people at all. Nobody's peeking on them. Nobody's looking at them. Nobody cares because everybody does it the same way. And it's just so beautiful when you realize I am a member of the family and I go by the family program. Everyone on campus loves to do campus chores. It's a true privilege, and we do them. You have that same opportunity. You have that same opportunity to live from the inside. I am master of my inner self. I am master of my inner universe. I am master of my inner universe. And my inner universe is my dream world, my awake world, my all world. Join me in this wonderful mastership, in this great feeling, in this true joy, and watch how much fun the world can be. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.